Chilosoi, Mishamatlei. But according to some Chazal, Sroiros, it's called Urche, it's called a Muad right away. It was never a Tam. So there's no half to say it's Megufoi. You can only say Tzatamus by regular Tam, not by Sroiros. Sroiros, according to some Chazal, is like a Muad right away. So it doesn't make sense. Ella rather, Kikoma Rebeloza, Nezek Shalom. When did he say it? Nezek Shalom, Hagoin Diayit. That means Ataka did damage through Tsurairos. But it did it three times. Three times the animal was walking and they kicked pebbles and the pebbles broke. And Ubahokim, this is the Ma, Ubahokim, this is the Numachlaikis. Masav Yesh Adolit Tsurairos. One says true, there's a Lachal Moshim is saying that the first time it does damage, it pays the Chatinezek. So that's like a Tam. The first three times it pays the Chatinezek. For when it does it three times already, it becomes a muid, and then it has to pay nezek sholem. That's the chiddush of Rebbe Lezer. Umasaba ein hadolat tzraris, no. Tzraris really the first time should have been a nezek sholem. It's urche, it's normal. It's halacha l'mashim sin, yoni fe'a chati nezek. So that halacha never changes. Even though it does it 100 times through the matzav of tzraris, if every day of the year the animal walks in the street and kicks pebbles and it breaks for shus hanizik, you're always chayiv, only a chati nezek. That's the machlekes. For the Gemara, if so, Eloho de boy Rava, that did Rava ask up a question. Yeish hadol etzroros. O yein hadol etzroros, Rava asked this for Shiloh. Is there hador, if the animal does it three times, the mazik of tzroros, does the penny of the shalom or not? What's the suffix? Ile rabbonin, ein hadol etzroros, no, you only pay a chatzinezik. Ile rabbeloza, yeish hadol etzroros. Now you're telling me that's the machlekes now between the rabbonin and rabbeleza. So how could Rava ask up for a question? It's the machlekes tanoyim. Omalach Rava, Rava says like this, Kimi boyli, when do I have my shiloh? Kimi boyli, lididi, when do I ask my shiloh? Leave the Rabbonin. I have my shiloh according to the Rabbonin, the pligule de sumchis. I ask my question according to the Rabbonin, that argue on sumchis. Now, sumchis says, Tzroiros the first time pays nezek shalom. The Rabbonin of sumchis says, no, Tzroiros the first time only pays the chatzinezek. According to those Rabbonin, Rava had a shiloh, what's going to be? If the animal does damage three times like this, where it's walking and it kicks with its feet, it's tzroros, pebble, and does damage, what's going to be then? That's the, according to those rabbanim, have a suffix. Abul Hocha, but over here, bein the rabbanim, bein the rabbeloza, kisumches tzvirulu. But over here, both rabbanim, both are like sumches. The amat tzroros, nezek sholem eshalin. If so, the time of my yom rabbanim chati nezek, tishoni, v'lo yayit. And over here, I learned the machlekes here is because it was mishuna. It wasn't a regal, it was Karen. The Loyan did not do it three times, it wasn't the Muid. So what do you pay Nezek Shalom for? Well, a plug to the Reptaf and Rabbonin Kamiflagi. And the Machlaik is in between Reptaf and the Rabbonin. Where we say, Mishuna Karen, Machatzar Hanizik, the Reptaf says the pay Nezek Shalom. So we're talking about the Matzav of the Mezhezek was Mishuna, where the Kelev took the coal in his mouth. That's not normal. That's Mishuna. That's a told of Karen. Therefore, the machlokes says that if he took it and did the damage with Shus HaNizik, one says the blessed says he paid Nezek Sholem because he was like Reb Tafin, and Rabbanan said not like that. Mar says no. Ey, modishama de Reb Tafin, Nezek Sholem. When do we hear Reb Tafin says you pay Nezek Sholem? That's true. He owes a tam b'shus HaNizik paid Nezek Sholem. But migufoy, mishamatlei. Did we hear that you pay migufoy? L'churi no, l'churi yol, you pay me aliyah. Who says you pay migufoy? So Mar says no. In, it's not true, you only pay migufoy. Mehechi Maisilo Meker Meshus Rabim, like Rasumchis Rav Tafan holds that Karen Meshus HaNizik pays Nezek Sholem because he has the Kavu Chayma from Meshus Rabim. And so there's a svar of Daya Lovim in Adin Lias Kenodin that it can't be more strict than a Tam Meshus Rabim. Just like when Tam does damage Meshus Rabim, Tam only pays Megufoy. So now if it does damage Meshus HaNizik, you have a Kavu Chayma. They say it has to pay a Nezek Sholem, but the Nezek Sholem is only providing that the body of the shor is worth that Nezek Sholem. Does it only pay Megufay? For the Gemara, no. Ivor Rav Tafin, let's lay Dayay. When you come to make a Kavah Chaim and you want to say Dayay means you can't learn out more than it says over there, like here. You want to learn out Rishus HaNizik is Chayim Nezek Sholem from Rishus HaRabim. But in Rishus HaRabim, Gufay only pays Megufay, so you can't say more than Megufay in Rishus HaNizik. For the Gemara, does Rav Tafin hold from the Svar of Dayoy? He doesn't know from Dayoy. He holds, so you can make a Kavah Chayimah. So Gemara answers, no. Ki lest lay Dayoy, when does it Rav Tafin say this Svar enough? I can't learn out so much from the Kavah Chayimah. Hecha de Mifra Kavah Chayimah. Only if you say Dayoy, you'll stop the whole Kavah Chayimah. Then he says, I don't look at Dayoy. Even though I'm learning out more than it says over there, if that's the only way I can make a Kavah Chayimah, still I would say it.
But heicha de loy mifra kavachayma. But like over here, where I don't slug up, I don't stop the whole kavachayma. In other words, I still have a kavachayma to say that if a keren does mishros anizik, it has to pay a nezik shalom. Just you also want to say, let it pay me aliyah. Well, that no, that I say dayo, it can't be better than keren mishros rabin that pays me gufay. Because here it does not stop the whole kavachayma. I still make the kavachayma to say that it pays a nezik shalom mishros anizik. Kufa, what we just said before, boy, Rabbi asked the question, Yesh Adol Tzroroi, so Yesh Adol Tzroroi. Is there a case, if you do Tzroroi three times, you become a Mu'id? Or there's no case of Mu'id three times to be Mechayev Nezek Sholem by Tzroroi? So what's the Shaila? Lekeret Mad Minile, do we say Zayma to a Tam, that pays Chatzin Nezek, so and after three times it becomes a Mu'id, and therefore here also after three times it pays Nezek Sholem, or Idil Matar the regular, no, Tzroroi right away is Urchei, it's a told of the regular. So it can never become more than it is the first time. If the first time it's a chatzin nezek, that's to say that way all along it can't become better. Like it's not the pshat, it's first it's mishun, it's abnormal, and then you have to do it three times, it becomes normal. Here it's normal right away, and still the halacha is only a chatzin nezek, so it can't get better than that. Toshima can bring a proof. Hidus, it says when the Tanagol was jumping around and broke the kelim, ain't a mu'id, it's not a mu'id. The Yeshem and some say raise the mu'id, it is a mu'id. For the Gemara Hidus was jumping and breaking a kelim, it's not a regal. El of the case is hidus vitis. It was jumping and it made something fly and break it. My last at Tzroroi could go in to Yehovah Tlos Dimna Machlek is what happened three times. Of all Kamiflugi. Ma'asav Yesh Hadol at Tzroroi, so Ma'asav Rein Hadol. That's the Machlekis. The Ma'asav says, Lai, that's not the Machlekis. Bechod is in the Machlekis, even the first time when the Tanagol was jumping and kicked something and made it break glee. Of the Flutter of Sumchaz Rabban Kamiflugi. The Machlekis says, every Tzroroi, you pay a Nezah Shalom only a Chatzin Nezik. Toshima coming here. Pehema shetila galolam, pehema that was letting out this manure, leisa, on a dough, the abudu aima mishal nezah shalom, it ruined the dough, yet the pen is a shalom. The lezai mechati nezik. So my life, we're going, the obit lost in, it happened three times like this. Vaisa, the galolam coming out is only called koichai, it's only called tsroroi. So, you see, it's a machlaik, the pen is a shalom or not. So my life, it has three times. It's mishunah for an animal to do damage while it's making. Ichveisa to break a kli. It's mishunah. It must know the dochag layalma. Dochag layalma. Rashla and shoyim dim b'mokem tsar v'en l'mokem lozes misham. Voshloi la nosach kin against moshelus. He had no other way to go. Kids, it's not called mishunah. It's urchei. V'leim rabbi yuda lochag esum because leim rabbi lozes lochag rabbanin. And the Gemara named Glola Mitzvichlei. Since the manure comes out of his body, when animal is mati galolim and it broke the kli, maybe it's called that the animal itself should be chayiv and nezek shalom right away. Kamashmala know that it's only called koiche like tzroroi, and therefore it's not like to pay a chatzin nezek or a nezek shalom.
Then the Gemara says, Toshima coming here. The Tony Rami Vayecheskel Tarnagel Shohi Shit Roishali Ava Kli Schuchas. A Tarnagel that put its head inside a kli, so because a glass kli, for Tokaban, he yelled there, for Shovra, and his coil broke the kli. So it says here, Meshalom Nezek Shalom. You have to pay Nezek Shalom. And the young Rabbi Yosef says, Amri be Rav, the name of Rav, that Sus Shetzonaf, if you have a horse that sneezed, gave off a roar, or else for Chamor, Shanir, or Donkey that gave off a roar, for Shivaras a Kalim and its voice broke Kalim, is Mishalem Chatzin Nezek. You only have to pay a Chatzin Nezek. You see, it's called Tzroroi. So here we still have a Machlekes here. If the voice of the animal is called Tzroroi or not, do you pay a Chatzin Nezek or Nezek Shalom? So my love, isn't it, the Machlekes is going to Yovet Losses Zimni, that it happened three times.